AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everyone, it's Devin Simone.
And I am Davon Rogers, and this is MTV's official challenge podcast.
We are talking reunion episode part 2. Woo, woo. So much. Okay, I'm still just in shock in this moment, Davon, about how fast Emmanuel sucked down that tuna and beef smoot.
My gosh.
I don't even understand how that's like. I want to call him right now. Like, I don't understand.
He has two throats. Possible. There's no other explanation.
Clear,
he has two throats.
Like, what on? And it was through a straw.
Yeah.
And you can only go so fast through a straw.
Some of the people were still at the top.
Yeah.
And he was done. And I was like, okay, well, you're not making your case any better for your next season. They're going to be like, get them out.
Is that what happens when you make out with a lot of people?
Maybe you know what?
I don't know, but wow, man, well, like he deserved that 25. It did, because that was impressive. Like he needs to do some world record competition or something for that, because that was skilled. Not to mention it was disgusting, and yet he still did it that fast. Like, shout out to you,
yes,
Emmanuel. Oh my gosh, so much in this reunion. We're going to get into most of it with our very, very, very special guest.
Woo.
We are so excited to have her here, but before we get into that day.
Yes.
Why don't we do it? Gold stars and timeouts of part 2 of the reunion. What are your thoughts?
Okay. So I want to start with the timeouts. Okay.
Okay. Uh-oh. Are you going to do multiples again? Are you?
Lord. I wouldn't be me if I was. I have to. Right?
This girl and rules is like they're allergic to one another. Yes, ma'am. We're listening.
So funny enough, actually, I only have one timeout for this one.
Oh, look at you.
And my timeout is going to go to Colleen. And I'm going to give it to Colleen for her interaction with Nerys when they were talking about who betrayed Jay, so on and so forth, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear her when she said, Nerys, you weren't working against Jay, but you also weren't working for Jay.
You weren't playing a game. You weren't playing a game for him. Yeah.
Baby, so you're going to sit on the stage and say that you played your game for him? That's what we're admitting? Like, what are we doing? And so I really didn't like that. I didn't like that at all. And then the whole fire that got lit under her for allegedly using Berna throughout the season. I ain't really like that.
Yeah.
I ain't like that either. Yeah, how'd you feel about that?
That's right. And by the way, not Berna being petty enough to like zoom in from Germany or Turkey or wherever. just to say, I don't like Colleen. My timeouts, you already know. Besides going to you in our group chat, so you guys don't know this, but Day and I were like going back and forth in our little text chain while we were watching the reunion because it got us both hot. The people who get my actual timeouts are Callum and Jay, because I just didn't like the handling of it, and I didn't like the gaslighting. And look, Emmanuel, if we're going to talk about everybody who's guilty and flirting, whatever, there's a whole bunch of people on that stage.
Yeah.
But when at the very least, even if you don't have the decency to own up to it, if someone's like, hey, did you do this? I saw you do this. Or like, hey, this wasn't great. And you still have the balls to like try and deny it or lie about it for quite some time before finally like admitting or taking ownership, that just irks me to my core. I feel like Cal in particular needs a change of direction, a change of outfit also, but just like a change of direction in his approach here. Not cool. I mean, I do think anyone who chooses to stay with either of those gentlemen at this point, they know what they're getting into. So like it's on them, but it's just trash behavior. We don't settle for friends, people who don't at the very least, just own up to, we all make mistakes, like, fine, but at least, like, own up to it. And so that was working my last nerve. Now, if we are going to go to Gold Star, there are a couple contenders. One, I'd say, that is surprisingly an honorable mention was James. James, I feel like we got to see a little bit of a funny side. I also said last week I liked he looked great in that suit, like it was fitting him well.
Yeah.
But I like that he, because we saw kind of an arrogant James all season.
Yeah.
I like that he had a little self-deprecating humor in this episode, right?
Yeah.
Like he was kind of like, you know what? I was a little biatch. Like, cool. Like, that means you don't take yourself too seriously.
Yeah.
Like, you know, ultimately, it's fun. We all do dumb things. So, like, I really respected that. Also, again, Laurel holding people's feet to the fire.
Yeah.
Like, I very much appreciated that. And then Nerys. Nerys just handled all the attacks, all the things with such grace. And that couldn't be easy to do. So,
yeah.
I have to give her my gold star. What about you, Dan? Yeah.
I definitely agree on Nerys. I think in the situation that she was put in and having her friends, air quotes, up there and knowing what they did to her this season and how she had to navigate that, and then to have to see them and be here and relive it, and it's just like, and do it without her man there to hold her hand. Because when you really think about it, all she really had on that stage was Raven, from what we saw. All she had was Raven to comfort
Which
her
is
and
just
console
crazy
her.
To see how life life comes at you fast, because you know, a season ago they were on opposite sides yelling at each other, and here you have, that's like the one person truly in your corner. Yeah, that's wild.
But ultimately, I'm going to give my gold stars. My gold star.
Who's it gonna be?
I'm gonna break it up.
Who's gonna be? Let's see.
I'm gonna give it to the trio. I'm gonna give it to the trio.
Okay.
Which I thought I was gonna say Callum.
Well, I was worried for a moment. I was like, she's just gonna try and irk my last nerve, and she's gonna give it to Callum. I know it, but no.
I'm gonna give it to him because he started crying. No. I'm going to give my gold star to the trio of Corey, Melissa, and Big T. And the reason I'm going to give it to them is because we got an opportunity to see from whatever the edit was, but firsthand, we got a chance to see, like, literal growth on stage.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Like, it started off, oh,
you
arguing and going back and forth. And then by the end of it, it was, well, you had me blocked, so I couldn't unblock you. And, well, I didn't mean to do that to you, and I hope you can forgive me. You know what I'm saying? And I forgive you
first.
Playful. Like, it was just,
it
was so good to see. So I'm going to give my star to those three. Absolutely.
And that's what we like to see. And can we just say, too, for people who want, like, someone DM'd me the other day being like, how can I get on the challenge? My goal is to, like, be on the show and the TV. If you make it on the show, and for those who are already on the show, this goes for challengers. It also goes for people on Real Housewives, namely Potomac and Atlanta. But anyway, and Salt Lake City. But being able, you're not going to get along with everyone, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be knockout, drag out feuds and moments.
Yeah.
But recognizing that, like, it's more entertaining if you can find a common ground at a certain point and move forward than holding it for 12 seasons or 12 years. Or I mean, even think about, like, Bananas and CT now and where they are. And we didn't really get to see them play much together in Traitors because of Dan. But in general, like, seeing where they are, that's fun. Like, that growth, that dynamic is, like, cool. And so, to your point, watching Corey, Melissa, and Big T, they were still very much at odds. And they probably still, I'm sure, have their challenges, but to see them kind of be playful about it by the end was really nice.
It was good to see.
And fun.
They stuck their big toe in the water. That's it.
They did. They did. They stuck their big toe in the water. And we are going to stick our big toe, our ankles, knees, elbows, all up in the water. I don't know. It was a weird transition. All up in the water with our special guest. Now, she has been called the GOAT.
The GOAT.
And I would say I'd have to agree. I've seen her in action. I have climbed a volcano with her. Granted, she was probably about 3 hours ahead of me, but it's fine. We were on the volcano together. And we are excited to get her to weigh in on part two of the reunion. We are talking about none other than our girl, Laurel. So do some exercises. I don't know, maybe drink a beet and tuna. Don't do that. You'll throw up while listening to this podcast. It's just, why, TJ? Why? Do whatever you need to do, but don't go anywhere, because right after this, we have Laurel on the podcast.
Woo!
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, Challenge fam, in the building, we have an icon. We have someone that Tori and Kara both agreed, and y'all know they don't agree on anything, is the GOAT when it comes to female challengers. She's done 7 challenge seasons. She is a challenge champion. She is Louie the dog's mama. She's a veterinarian. My friend, please give it up for Laurel.
Woo!
Hi, Dr. Laurel.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Now? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I just, yes. I'm not good with this technical shit. Thank you so much, Devin.
You're welcome. Can I just first say, part one of the reunion, and also part two, you had Day and I both cracking the heck up.
Yeah.
You were freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even. So funny. And just your liners and coming at it. Like, that reunion needed you. So glad that you were there. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah. You know, those are fun to film. This one was in Amsterdam. Can't complain. We just had, like, such a blast outside of those filming days, which are really long and really arduous.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody that hasn't been on the show will ever understand the amount of time and energy you put into those days. And then they only show, you know, I mean, I was thinking to myself, well,
how many hours was it, do you think, like, each day that you were filming?
Oh, I mean, I got there, one of the days I got there at 11 and we didn't, you know, probably like 12 hour on the first day. And then the next day, maybe even like 14. Because day, my hair and makeup, I did not, I was stressed out because I need a little bit more time to adjust. Like, you're flying from a different time zone and then they throw you into filming, and I just didn't feel like comfortable. I was like jet lagged, you know? And so my hair and makeup, I didn't do a very good job of communicating what I wanted to the team. And I felt very rushed. So the next day they brought me in at like 7 a.m. instead of 11 a.m. because I think that they know that for the most part, I don't really give a shit like what I look like on TV, which I should, because I look back at myself and I'm like, oh my God, my first thought is you're disgusting. But then like, I just, I let it go like very quickly. But like the second day was a little bit better, more relaxed. And then also like balancing the energy of everybody, because they're sad, they're upset, they're angry, they're pissed, they're this, they're scared, they're, you know, and that's a lot to go through when you're like walking into rooms. And so it's a lot. The whole reality TV world is a lot, to be honest with you. But it's also at the same time, like, you can't complain because we went to Amsterdam and had a class.
Right.
Wait, did you go to the red light district?
We did.
Who all went? Who all in the group went?
Was me, Melissa, and then I do believe it was Devin. There might have been a couple of other people there. And then like, it's so stupid, because when I lived in Europe when I was younger for a study abroad, I thought that I went to the red light district because when you, because I saw a red light. And then now going back, I saw the naked girls and I was like, My little naive ass did not go to the red light district. I saw a red light and I was like, oh, here it is.
Red light. You're hilarious. I can't. I cannot with you. That is so funny. Wait, is the red light district where you and Melissa sparked your spark? Because we definitely saw a picture on your IG recently of you two canoodling in bed under the covers. So what's
Melissa and I clicked immediately, not in the red light district, but just like when you come to the studio. She said to me, you know, she was like, you know, I don't want you to hate me for what happened with Nicole. And I was like, I would never hate you ever. Like everything that ever happens when like there's a cheater or a liar or somebody who is, you know, doing disrespect to the person that you're in a relationship with, I would never hate you. I actually thought you were gorgeous. Like aside from that, and like, you know, like I thought you were the most gorgeous one there. So of course she's going to go after you. You know what I'm saying? But I never hated you. And so that like kind of bonded us, I think. And probably the fact that I said that she's gorgeous, you know, like softened her up. And I think we just clicked. And, you know, I ended up staying with her and Big T in their hotel after the reunion. And so then we clicked even more on top of that. You're getting to know people on a personal level that you really weren't able to know them prior to that, other than just hearing their name, like in the same vein as you, Davon. Like, I like you a lot. And I love like how you're a whippersnapper. You say what you want. You like put people in their place. And, you know, it's the same type of thing where you like someone and then you meet them and then it's like, you like them even more.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But is that how y'all ended up in bed together? Cause I get you're meeting Davon right now, but, there aren't pictures of you two posted up in bed, but there's pictures of you and Melissa.
So we want to know about
bed.
The picture. So
is that a romantic thing?
Oh, yeah. No, we were just laying in bed, and I guess Tori took some pictures of it.
Like, wait, but Tori was in the room?
We were all in the room. We were all
okay.
Also, it was just like, okay. It was real innocent.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, she's hot. Like I said, girl is hot.
Okay. So wait, have you guys or would you go on a date?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't talked in depth about what Melissa wants, and you know, I wouldn't be a. I don't know. I haven't really thought of that. As of right now, I like Melissa a lot. I think that she's a beautiful human being. From, you know, just like I said, like you get close so quick.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why we do that. Why do we get close so quick? We like share all our secrets. Like, when you like someone, you're like, here's my life story. Here's what I've been through. Here's the hardships. And then you're just like.
Some people call it trauma dumping. But yes, that is, we do that. And I think in the challenge environment, it fosters because you guys have this unique bond, right? Like having gone through, whether you competed on the same season or not, you still. It's this little world, right?
The that's civilians like unique. Don't understand it.
Yeah. It's sort of different in that way. But we're so excited to see you back in here. I know Day has questions about the reunion. I have questions about the reunion. Yes. So much was going on.
It was too starting. Much.
There was a lot going. There was a lot. And actually, this reunion even brought out. It tested. Day and I were getting in a heated debate, so we'll get to that because we love to hear your take, Laurel, because you're there. But let's start with Aesop and Kylan fighting.
Yes.
What was it like to be in the room, you're sitting with the other champions, with the vets, and you're seeing this pop off? Like, what was that whole vibe and energy? Were you guys, were you worried in that moment? Did you really think something was going to happen? Were you kind of rolling your eyes like, these people are stupid.
We
like,
need visuals on the podcast. Yeah.
That was like a puppy quarrel in the freaking pen. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay. You're like, break it up, cuties. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not a serious situation where you're like scared for anyone, because neither of them are particularly, you know, aggressive appearing. And I think that they would keep it kind of clean. Kylan did actually like buck up more than I anticipated. I was like, interesting. There might be like some hardness there. Which was funny because, you know, you like, I see Kylan as like this harmless, you know, like kind of light, easy, you know, like, he's really non-intrusive when you're in a room with him. Like he is able to have intelligible conversations. I do think that, you know, a lot of times when we get people from foreign countries, there is a language barrier,
right?
That,
yeah.
like because I've experienced it myself, yeah, from speaking Spanish with people that are from Spanish speaking countries. I say something, I think I'm saying one thing, turns out I'm saying I love you by accident, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like I'm in love with you or whatever. And so I feel like that's like part of where that came from, like the root of that evil. And then also like Kylan's defending Melissa, so he's gonna defend Melissa, you know, wholeheartedly. And then Aesop, I know Aesop was having a little bit of trouble because he did actually come up to me at one point and he was like, how do you do this, Laurel? Like, how do you do this? And I know it's rough, you know, like they're new and they don't understand this, you know, like this shit ain't easy. And
right,
and it's true. And that's what makes it so difficult to win the challenge, is because, you know, you have to deal with these things and these situations that you're never really in a normal situation gonna get into something like that with somebody and multiple times in one day. So
right.
I think Aesop was having just a little bit of like trouble with it, like dealing with everybody kind of going in on him, because it wasn't just Kylan that was going in on him. Mm-hmm. It was Melissa that was going in on him. It was, you know, people were kind of like shitting on him. Darrell went in on him a little bit, you know, and so I think he was having a little bit of a hard time, if you want like a little bit of behind the scenes, I think. And then I was a little surprised, you know, by Kylan and his buck up there, because I was like, oh damn, like maybe he could, you know, maybe he could bring it a little bit in that arena, yeah, which I, you know, yeah. His first impression is not that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta.
Yeah. And Day, you know Kylan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, Day, what are your thoughts on what you know about Kylan, and then seeing him kind of buck up like that in?
Kylan can definitely get active in the arena for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Like even on Big Brother, when he got ready to get evicted, him and another player inside of the house were about to get into it. So Kylan he's definitely with it. He's just, I think he has. Him as a person, it's one of those situations where if you don't bother me, I won't bother you. But if you nuck, please believe I'm going to buck. It's one of those situations, right? So that's my view on Kylan. Like, don't mess with me and it won't be a problem. But he's a sweet and kind guy, like across the board. He's really sweet.
That's how
he
comes across.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. What was the most shocking part of the reunion for you, Laurel?
I'm going to say, damn, my first thought is to say that Melissa and Big T come out in literally matching dresses and matching crowns.
Matching dresses and gowns, and then those like weave store tiaras. And I know you haven't been to a wig store probably, Laurel, but when you go to the weave store, there are some things you can always count on. Some lip balm, okay, at the checkout. Some eyelashes. They're going to have a whole row of eyelashes that you can get on the cheap. Probably some nail polish somewhere. And then some tiaras, like some quinceañera or wedding tiaras in a case that you can buy, but they're covered in plastic. Those were the tiaras that the girls were rocking on this reunion. So yeah, what did you think of their twindom look?
Oh God, I loved it. I just thought it was classic. I was like, they are just like superstars. Like, look at them. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, they're just a sight. You know, it's just, I was like, I just loved it. They had these sunglasses too that they would put on, and Melissa actually fell asleep for a period, and they were like, Melissa, wake up, Melissa.
It
was hilarious. It was very entertaining, especially because like some of these fights can really drag on and you're like, wrap it up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they just really brought like a lightness, which I enjoy, because that's why I enjoy a lot of the people from Britain. Because they just really lighten it up, you know, like they know how to somehow turn something heavy into something that feels like a little bit like more easy and loose, you know, like, it can get really like
get heavy.
It can get really intense.
I thought James did a good job of that, actually, because seeing James say that he turned it, like I gained a level of respect for James because I liked the accountability he took there. But he, instead of fighting, he was like, I became a little bit of a bitch this season. Yeah. And like, that was such a departure from how he behaved throughout the season. So to see him sort of be self-deprecating and like own it was funny. It just like so needed in that moment, I thought, and pretty funny.
I agree. I feel like on this reunion, Laurel, you were like the mother. Like you were the voice of reason, right? Like the voice of like, calm down, go sit in the corner, be quiet, don't do this, put that down, go sit down.
You even know, took you were, your shoes off like
a mother. Right, like you just at any given second, anybody can get popped. Like you.
Yes, literally.
You
literally.
Were the mother of the reunion. I would love to know, what is your read? What read do you have on your children, these competitors of this season? Like, what is your overall opinion of these particular challengers?
Honestly, I think they're great. I love Raven. I think Nerys handled herself really well. Yeah. Cause she's gonna flip on a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like she's gonna tell you what she thinks, and she's gonna tell you in the Bronx way too. She ain't fucking around. Like, and yeah. I like that. Like, I like that sharp tongue. And she actually like opened herself up to be more vulnerable because yeah. she doesn't like to do that. And so I was proud of her for that. We were all sitting, all the champs were sitting on the couch, just staring at James being like, and Darrell was constantly saying, cause James, he was in another world. He was like sitting there, like kind of laid back, like staring, you know, like zoning out and, constantly, Darrell would be like, wonder what James thinks about this argument with Kylan and
Oh, that's hilarious. Darrell would do something like that. Darrell loves to just like instigate, like yeah. to just poke a little bit. That's so
good.
Funny.
So good. And yeah, like I just, I, honestly, like as a challenge, you know, legend in her own right once said, Paula Walnuts, you know, we are all getting only older and uglier. So it's time for these new ones to rise up, you know, like
shout out
like,
to Paula. We
love so Paula. It's true, you know, like I'm phasing out of this show and, you know, I have a life and I've always had one, but like, it's nice to see some new people come in and we saw some real, mm-hmm. we saw some real heartache. We saw some real love. We saw some mm-hmm. like, and I was proud of them at the end, like, you know, the chunk of them that were at the end, Zara, Mariah, James, like those are actually like the stars, you know what I'm yeah, saying? And mm-hmm. it was over the beginning part of the season was slow to like burn, right? But then when you got mm-hmm. to the end and you see these people, it's like, okay, these are the people that are going to bring it. And I was really happy about that because I love Raven specifically. I saw like star power in her immediately because she just... Mm-hmm. She's oblivious, and that's the best thing about her. Like
they call her Dory. That's her nickname. I don't know if you heard it, which is so funny. Because she is, like, she does have, she's really smart, but then she'll have these moments of like, huh? What? Like, yeah. where do, yeah.
But she's
yeah.
also stunning, stunning. Her yeah. thighs are just going to literally, she could crush her head with her thighs. Okay, so she's an athlete. Not only that, she came out on the first challenge that she ever did. Ganked the win, like yeah. took it like straight up, kicked my ass. Like I yeah. like granted, I just got out of veterinary school and I was like, I hadn't worked out for 4 years, but still she kicked everyone's ass. I was like super proud to see that because not only do I want to see someone who's beautiful, genuine, I want to see somebody who's going to fucking bring it in competition. And Raven yeah. brought that. And so I was yeah. like, we got to like, you know, like these people, these I'm glad, you know, like mm-hmm. also it's, it sucks because, you know, they had to like remove the champs from the picture in order for them to be able to shine. But, yeah. you know, at the end of the day, it's a good thing, you know, because now we got some new characters that can, you know, bring some flavor to the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some seasoning. Mm-hmm. We wanted some seasoning. Some seasoning. just add a little bit of seasoning. You know, I would love to know when they called you and they said, hey, Laurel, how do you feel about coming in being a mercenary? What did you
I was
say?
Like, cool, free trip to Croatia. I'm in, baby.
Yes, I love that. I love that. You didn't have any thoughts like, oh, you know, let me, I don't know.
No, I did actually. They had to call me like multiple times and then they had to get like the exec to call me because I was like, eh.
Why were you hesitant? What was it that made you go, eh, about it?
I'm just always like always a little hesitant, honestly, like because it's a strenuous thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah. really the honest answer. Like it's hard for me, you know, like I may come across as tough and, you know, a robot, like you once said, you know, but like that is really just an exterior to protect myself because yeah. I, mm-hmm. it's very hard for me to be there. It's very hard yeah. for me to maneuver socially. You know, like getting attacked at any given moment is difficult. I mean, you know it, Devin, you saw yeah, how yeah. much I get attacked yeah. and yeah, I, totally. It's hard for me to yeah. take that. And I just stay yeah. silent. I do what I can. I I internalize it. I shut down and I become that robot because of those reasons.
Protect yourself 100%.
So I'm always hesitant beforehand because I'm like, what position are they going to put me in now? Because you know, they want to put you in a position that is difficult. Yeah. It's called a challenge for a reason. And they do that specifically. So I'm just always like a little bit on guard, but then, you know, it ended up being fine. And I had a really good time. And that's usually a lot of times what happens, but I'm always just a little bit like standoffish.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there are just so many sides, but I feel like your ability to compartmentalize, even if it's whether it's healthy or not, is part of what makes you the female goat, because you go in to any sort of challenge, daily elimination. And it's like, if someone's near you, they can just see the switch. And it is like, oh hell, Laurel is in, like Laurel is in game mode. And it's so cool seeing you in game mode, but then seeing you with Louie, your dog, and like knowing your vet, like there's this whole other complete softy side to Laurel that not everyone gets to see that like makes her this sort of like well-rounded magnetic person that you are. So I've always had a soft spot for you and I've always loved you. And it's not just because you didn't put me at the top of your hit list all those years ago that I was further down the list, but there are other reasons. Now, watching everything that was like going on the stage. So one thing that both Day and I agreed on that we love seeing was you jump in to defend and stand by Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Especially despite your history, given that Michelle clearly felt blindsided by, you know, the feeling she had for Callum. Can you speak a little bit to how you were feeling in that room? Kind of, I'm sure there was more of that argument and debate that was happening that we didn't get to see. Right. So, yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
The history with me and Callum goes back years.
Yeah.
I did X on the Peak, and he was on that and supporting a boisterous, loud cheater, like, you know, proud of herself cheating, you know, and that would be Nicole. And so, you know, knowing that he supports cheaters and knowing that he supports liars already, and then seeing what he did to Michelle years later, I'm thinking to myself, you have not changed one bit, not one bit. Not once have you looked at the inside of what's going on. You're hurting your girlfriend that, you know, you said wasn't your girlfriend. Now is your girlfriend. Now you want to protect her. Now, no, you're trying to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. You only care about yourself. So I straight up clocked them, and like, they don't show all of it. And it made me mad. That shit makes me mad because I've also been cheated on like multiple times by the same person, and you give them the benefit of the doubt and you get taken advantage of. And with Michelle, like, yeah, I may not like really want to be her friend, but at the same time, that doesn't take away from the fact that what he did to her was wrong. And I am going to stand up for a woman that like, I believe needs, like, I just, that's the way I am. And so I stood up for her and I really yelled at him. And like what they, you know, like the night prior, I actually lit into him so bad. Like we got into in a hotel, everyone was sitting at a table and it just came out. Like, I can't hold it back. And then also came out the next day on the show as well. Yeah. And I guess the show loves it, you know, cause I'm like, oh yeah, I'll defend I always say Nicole, I'll defend Michelle. It's just because like, whatever it is, like, it's not like I have bad blood towards her. I just really, she just irritates me. Like she does these things that like, for example, Mariah is my friend and we developed a relationship on 39 and then we became friends in real life outside of the show. And we've been through a few things that have, you know, involved forgiveness and all these things. And it's been a really great friendship for me and Mariah. Mm-hmm. Mariah is also friends with Michelle and Michelle really wants to be my friend, I guess, because Michelle keeps telling Mariah to message me and say like good things about like, I, you know, like mediate, you know? And I'm just I'm the type of person that's like, leave me the fuck alone. Do you know what I'm saying? Leave me the fuck alone. And if I want to, you know, like, it's just, it feels like too much pressure.
Yeah.
And then she'll say little weird things like this that I don't like. She'll tell Mariah, Laurel blocked me on Instagram. Can you please tell her to unblock me? Because I really, and then I'm like, I didn't block you. I don't, I don't follow you. I didn't block you. Like, you're going cuckoo in the head. Like, so to me, it's like, is she making that up? Is that strategic? Is she trying to play the game? I'm just off on it. And so I'm like, get back. And she won't, and I just feel like she won't leave me alone. Like, she, one night we were filming the room, she shows up at my hotel door. I'm like, go away. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me be, let me be. Like,
I think you guys have different attachment styles. She has anxious attachment style. You have avoidant. When she was on the podcast, she actually did say good things about you as well. I don't think it's fully strategic. I think she's anxious to be liked, and she's admitted that too. And so, but you are the complete opposite. So the more she pushes, the more you are like, get the heck away. And then it becomes this thing. I'm optimistic that one day you guys actually will be at least on a friendly term, consider each other friends. Cause I think there are certain things when it comes to leadership. And I think Michelle showed that this season. I think there are certain similarities, like when it comes to like the ability to kind of like stand your ground and lead. I do think that there are some similarities there, but I think her anxious attachment style is like, it, I think it does not mix super well, but
I think Laurel is a little like me in a sense of, let me do it. When I'm ready to talk, let me do it. Let me come to you. Hey girl, let me do it.
All right, we have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Okay, let's get back to the show.
Going back to that Callum thing. So that's where Devon and I were having a very heated debate about, yes. Because it felt like watching it. Look, I am all for giving people grace and space to grow, because we all do. And there's nothing like a reality show that was filmed years ago to be able to watch back and be like, oh, I wouldn't do that now, or I wouldn't say that now, or I've learned things. Like, all for that.
Right.
But I'm not for people gaslighting others or not taking accountability. I am not for participation trophies. And my mom says to know better is to do better. And you're a grown adult. You managed to get yourself on a plane to wherever else. You know when something's hurting someone. And the way you know that, and it's obvious, is when you hide from taking accountability. And I felt like Callum was only finally taking accountability because you lit into his ass and because he felt kind of backed into a corner. And Devon is texting in our group chat like, oh, well, he finally, and I'm like, no, he knows better.
Well,
like,
let me say what I said. I said to me on that stage, there are a lot of grown children. So I said, age does not make you an adult. And there are still some people on that stage that are growing. And I didn't know the whole thing about him being years of defending a cheater. I didn't know anything about that. But what I did see was, we are in a society where men do not cry. They're frowned upon. It's considered weak. It's considered men don't do that. So when I see a man sit on the stage and he starts crying based on what's going on, I don't care if he's being backed up against the wall. He's showing some vulnerability. He's showing that I'm affected in a certain kind of way. So no, Devin said basically throw him in the trash. I'm never going to throw him in the trash for that.
I'm saying throw that example in the trash. And also, more and more men are crying. Emotional intelligence is becoming a thing now. And he was crying not because he was remorseful. He was crying crying because he got backed into a corner.
And that's fine. Sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes it takes for a fire to be lit under you to get it. You understand what I'm saying, Laurel? Sometimes it takes that.
We'll see how he behaves in the future. And we will forever agree to disagree.
What you think, Laurel?
Well, she lit him up, which is exactly what I would have done.
I'm saying now so that we have had this conversation, how do you feel about it?
Yeah. So I see what both of you are saying. I do believe that it, so I do agree with you, Davon. He is a child. He's a boy. I shouldn't say child. He's a boy. And there's a certain element to reality television where you can stay a boy forever. You can stay a boy forever because this guy is famous in the UK. He's famous in the UK. I'm not going to take that away from him, but also I don't give a fuck about fame. I could take it and I could fucking leave it because I have a life. And so this is not my life. And that I think is what makes the real world people different. Even though I was never on the real world, I was going to be on Real World Brooklyn, you know? And like, so, you know, I just feel like that's what makes us a little bit different than them because we never, I didn't really want fame. Did you?
No.
Yeah.
No, that was
point, the foundation of who we are is we get real. So yes, I'm going to fucking light his ass on fire. I don't give a fuck that you're famous in the UK. And that's what everybody was kind of saying. Even James came up to me afterwards and Callum was really affected by what I said.
Good.
And it was probably more so humiliation because no one's ever talked to him like that because he's Callum from whatever. And I don't care. And so that is why I lit him up. And also just because I've had personal experience with being lied to, being cheated on. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to not say it's wrong. I don't give a fuck that it's Michelle or somebody that I, you know, I'm not friends with. I'm going to say it's wrong to treat someone like that. And exactly what you said, I do not agree with anybody say like gaslighting or flipping the switch. Like, so that's why it went on for a while. He came back at me for quite a long time before he started to cry.
Before he became accountable. Yeah. So exactly. So he fought it for a while.
And that's why I said he broke. It had to take a breaking. And that's what any human, sometimes we go through things in life and you don't get it until that breaking happens. And that's exactly what happened. He had a breaking. And thank you, Laurel, for being there because that moment probably never would have happened. Because like you said, who else was going to hold the fire to him if you weren't there?
I don't know. Probably no one. And, you know, that's a problem. You know, like he's gotten away with it for a very, very, very long time. And I just feel honestly like the women are the people that get the shit end of the stick here. Like his poor girlfriend. Do you know what I'm saying? His poor fucking girlfriend.
And Michelle, because Michelle was looking forward to that too. You know, like she genuinely didn't realize the depth that it was.
She said, I was going to Manchester.
Which also brings up another point too about accountability. So we saw where Jay said he reached out to, was it Nerisse, to apologize, right? And she was saying it was a week before they were to film the reunion. Yeah. So you guys already have the reunion dates locked in. You already know who's going to likely be there, but that it had been 6 months prior and he hadn't reached out. And he's saying the timeline doesn't matter. And so what are your thoughts on that, Laurel? And probably because you heard more of that conversation since we only get to see a snippet of it, of people waiting till, oh, I'm going to see you at the reunion now. Let me apologize or make amends right beforehand. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, what he said was basically it took him some time to basically not understand, but it took him some time to come to terms with what had happened. And that's why he waited so long, I guess, to reach out to her. And it's so complicated because everyone's always quick to say like, oh, you're only doing this for cameras and whatnot. And like, I don't particularly, it sounded like what Jay said on the reunion was that they didn't really ever hang out. Yeah. So Nerisse thought that they were friends and maybe they chatted and maybe they talked. And then, you know, you just see where someone values you. And in this situation,
she seemed affected by it. Yeah. Like she seemed really, like you said earlier, Nerisse isn't someone who shows vulnerability often, but when it came to her relationship with Jay, she seemed very affected by whatever, you know, whatever disappointments she had with how that played out.
Yeah, 100%. And that's what I was proud of her for, because that's a step in a direction that she doesn't really feel comfortable doing usually. And so that's a good thing for her, you know, like that's a good thing for her to show. And I remember sitting there and saying, like, you know, to Tori and Kara, like, she's doing a good job. And they agreed, you know, like, she's doing a good job of pushing herself out of her comfort zone. And that's what we love to see. That is growth. You know, steps in the direction of, you know, growing in life. Right. And what I saw, I guess, basically is just Jade just doesn't value Nerys in the same way that she valued him. And they found that out. And while he may have reached out to apologize, the damage was already done.
And
whether or not it took a really long time for him to come to terms with that, like, I can understand that, like, you know, because there's a lot of elements at play. But I also, I really, you know, I just, the gaslighting that Jay exhibited is just like, you know, I still got problems with that.
That gaslighting thing is
that's the problem. Oof.
Yeah.
And that's why he's in the position that he's in, is because a lot of what you don't see, and a lot of sometimes where the one person that gets targeted is, there's a lot of social problems that they encounter with everyone on the cast. And then everyone on the cast is like, yeah, I experienced that with him. And then then another person's like, yeah, I did too. So we call you out on it. And then you get put in this hot seat, and do you say, okay, yeah, what I did was wrong, I'm so sorry, guys. Or do you go, no, that's your fault. No, that's not, you know, and then that's who you get. That's when you get to see, like, the reality of who someone is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree. I feel like there is very little history with these people, but a lot of the cuts in the wounds run deep. However, with the vets in the corner, there's a lot of history there. And there's still wounds that are cutting deep. What was going on in the corner with you guys on your own private island? Specifically this Tori and Kara banter back and forth. What was going on over there?
They won't stop. I don't get it. Honestly, I really am curious, because, you know, like, what the heck? I'm like, Kara, why do you hate Tori? And then she's like, there's a reason, but, like, she won't specifically say it. And then Tori's just kind of like poking fun at it, playing with it, which is funny and comical. And I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. They're just going back and forth. Like the entire show is like, one's on my left, one's on my right. Yeah, and then Tori will be like, is that why you blocked me? And then Kara's like rolling her eyes. And then I'm like, no, but what is actually the reason why you don't like each other?
That's what I'm like,
what's going on? Like, what is it? Reveal it to me.
Well, you gave a little bit of a theory on the reunion. Do you think that theory is true? Because you sort of said you feel like there may have been a little bit of jealousy on Kara's end when Tori came into the picture, because, you know, and then Darrell floated out that it was sort of like Tori took over. Kara was the face, and then Tori took over the face of the challenge. Do you think that there's some truth to those theories at all? Do you think Tori pointed out that she felt like Kara was just doing this so that they could work together as a team on another version of Rivals, which I would not want to be on that season. Those two together is just, you know, pretty much game over. But what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that I thought that it was jealousy, which is why I said that. And then when we were sitting there, Kara said, no, Laurel, you know that I support strong women, and it is actually true. So, you know, she really isn't like bothered when like I'm there and we're both strong women, you know what I'm saying? So like, okay, yeah, I could see that. I do still think though that it is like, you know, there is an aspect of jealousy to it, maybe, unless Kara reveals to me at some point what it is that happened. And it was like, you know, but she hasn't told me. She hasn't told me like I said, when I was on the stage, I was like, but what is it, Kara? Like, then if it's not jealousy, what is it?
What is the thing? Yeah, yeah, what's the rationale?
She won't say it. So like, I don't actually know the answer to this. I can only speculate. And like I said, me and Darrell thought it was the thing that we said. And Cara said no. So I don't have an answer for you on that. Unfortunately, like I said, I thought that it was what I said, but then Cara said, no, it wasn't. And then maybe Tori, I think usually the person that says like, oh, you want to be rivals with me is actually the person that wants that. So I think Tori wants to be Cara's rival. Yeah. Mm.
Which would be smart. Yeah. I mean, again, that would be one hell of a
team.
I think Cara doesn't want to be Tori's rival, but she would probably take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Cara's kind of pretty unbothered by most things, but the one thing that there is with her from the very get-go is like an element of me, you know, like it's like,
yeah,
so I call it jealousy, but maybe that's not the right word, but yeah, it's just very layered. It's very layered.
Yeah.
And I really don't know the true answer, to be honest with you. Maybe it'll get revealed. Maybe,
yeah,
maybe all of this will come to a head.
At some point, I don't know when, maybe
we will see this play out.
In there, Laurel?
We love a good hint.
Yes,
we love a good hint.
Were you, speaking of everything, you know, playing out, and we're going to get to a new season that's going to be coming soon that I know everyone has been talking about. Excited. But before we get to that, were you surprised? And you can be honest. So if you weren't surprised, you could be like, nah, I already knew. When Tori did call you the female goat.
Oh, man. I just thought that was so nice. Because to be honest with you, I've been fighting for years for people to give me accountability. Because, I mean, you saw Teresa. All she did was tear me down. You know, from the very first season that we did together, like, even though I was performing in dailies, like on Fresh Meat 2, all she did was make fun of my laugh, make fun of my cellulite, make fun of my body, call me Bigfoot. Like, those were things that were happening behind the scenes that no one saw. So I'm having to like deal with all of this stuff. And, you know, I wish she just would have talked to me if we had a problem. But like, you know, we're young kids and we don't have communication skills at that point. So I was just like really feeling like isolated and alone. And then even on Cutthroat, I had Abram coming at me saying, you're not a good competitor. You're not this. And I'm like, fuck you, you dick.
Yeah.
Like you're sleeping with Cara and like, and you're telling me I'm not a good competitor when I'm the only reason we won the daily the other day, like screw you. And then on Rivals, you know, like that was difficult. Cause then we were in a house of all vets. And so it was, you know, and then me and Cara had our differences. And so that was hard for us to work together as a team. And then eventually we came together. Like, I just feel like the, you know, it's like, it's been like an uphill battle for me. And so to finally be recognized, even by TJ, you know, like I haven't received that before, to be honest with you. I've received it from fans.
Yeah.
And I truly appreciate those fans. And I'm so thankful that they, you know, they see something strong in me or they see what they see in me, but not everyone sees that, you know,
not everyone has good vision.
Right.
And that's okay.
Some people are
dumb. Some people don't have standards. You are an icon and have been in how you play this game very much so. Like, you are the truth. And one thing I do love about how you play the game, and something that was a topic that we saw on the stage, like Nerys spoke to it this season. She's like, look, I made it to the end without being a snake.
Yeah.
Like, I was who I said I was. And I think that's something you and I connected over on Free Agents, which I liked about you. It's like, whatever people want to say about my social gameplay, I'm always straightforward. I'm always upfront. You don't have to, I'm not telling you one thing and doing something else behind your back. If I do something, I will own it and say, hey, I voted for you, or I'm doing X, Y, and Z. And you've played the game that same way. So not only have you been a force to be reckoned with, but you've done so by, I think, being consistent, you know, and transparent the whole way through. So when you heard Nerys say that on the stage at this reunion, that like, hey, versus sort of what she, I think she was sort of implying that like Jay's gameplay, for example, was a little snaky and all of the different things. Yeah. How did you feel about hearing Nerys say that?
I agree with her. And I mean, anybody that's tied to Horacio is going to have some sort of integrity.
Yeah.
Like that boy, I love him. He's the best. And like, we are tight. And yeah, you know, just,
'cause you guys had a flirtationship back on Ride or Dies, for those who forgot. Y'all had a little flirtationship for a moment. You have good taste. It's understandable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I was not attracted to him, like, 'cause he's like young, you know, like,
yeah.
And then like my attraction for him kind of just shocked me out of nowhere, because after like a month of living together and like sleeping mm-hmm. next to each other and having these long conversations and, you know, him like slowly opening up to me, 'cause like he mm-hmm. comes across as very shy. He doesn't speak very much, but then like, if he likes you, he will share.
Right,
and
yeah.
like, he does have a comedic side, which I was like, oh my God, he's funny. And like, when I, when that happened, I was like, geez, he's like he's actually like not just this like pretty boy, you know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
And then like, we had in-depth conversations, and then, you know, that's when I was like, oh God, I like him. And then I told him, and then he told me about the situation that he had at home, mm-hmm. which wasn't his girlfriend, but you know, I knew about the girl because we had talked in depth about our lives. And I just thought mm-hmm. that it was kind of the same situation that I had, which was, I was dating someone before the show, but like, it's not like your relationship, it's not your relationship, you know, it's just yeah. like nothing serious.
You weren't exclusive. And, you guys yeah. were just kind of, yeah.
Yeah. So I just assumed it was that. And, mm-hmm. You know, I just, what I like about him is he takes accountability, and that is just so few and far between with men, as we see, like Jay does not take accountability. Callum does not take accountability. And I personally think that we need more men like Horacio and Ed on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I think on the show, I completely agree. And just yeah. want to put it out there, like, as a matchmaker, someone who works with single men and women all the time, there are quite a few men who take accountability. So settling for anything less than that, like, I mean, again, we even saw James do it a little bit on the show. And when Emmanuel came on our podcast, he did it a little bit. It was yes. kind of like, look, yeah, I was, you know, and so it's like, cool. Like, that's all it takes, you know, it's just yes. being like, I effed up. I was human. My bad. Like, I'm going to try and do better next time.
Yes. Settling totally. Should never
but I love
be
that
option.
About Horacio.
It should never be an option. He had the most kindest things to say about you when he came on the screen, and he was just talking about you. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, their friendship is so beautiful. And it's not a weird situation. Like, Norris was over in the corner, like, yep, she is. And like, you know, she was cheering for you guys. Like, I thought that was a very, very sweet moment. How did you feel hearing what he had to say about you?
My heart was warm, because I feel the same about him, and we just have this like deep friendship, and I trust him. And, you know, to hear him say those kind words about me, that I'm like the biggest blessing that the challenge has given him. Like, those are just like, I feel he's my friend in real life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. you know, like, it did kind of start with like this like weird, you know, like, are we attracted to each other type yeah. of thing. And you kind of figure things out, like, as you know, go about life. Right. And, mm-hmm. I made some dumbass mistakes, and I went back to somebody that I should not have gone back to. And then, you know, I think that was a nail in the coffin there.
Mm. Yeah. When we heard you say you don't like to talk about alliances before the game like actually starts, you said that on the stage, but you already know we're going to ask you. Okay. So in saying that, I want to know three names of people who were on that stage who you would consider being in an alliance with.
I don't do alliances.
None at all.
No.
Wait, you and Cara kind of had an alliance back before things went left in free agent. I mean, meaning that like in free agents, you weren't on a team because we were in rotating teams, but you guys worked together very much up until there was kind of a fracture in the friendship. So wouldn't you consider that an alliance? Like,
no, like, so Cara and I, at that point, we were having like kind of little battles here and there, like before the yeah. show started. And, she was in the process of finding her voice is how I would describe yeah. that. And unfortunately, what she ended up doing was taking out things on me that she should not have taken out on me. They should have been taken out on another person.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that. Cara's also easily swayed, but this is the weird thing about Cara. She is brilliant. That girl
yeah.
is very
intelligent. Absolutely.
So yeah. I had a hard time.
And a fighter, like just like a heart, like a fighter, like with her heart. You know what I mean? Like all in. Yeah.
And I love that about her. Like, it's amazing, you know, because she, all she did was like, you know, get better right at the show. Like physically she, you know, she just, she used this as a way to advance and get better. So that those are great things. But also at the same time, on a personal level, I won't tolerate any type of disrespect towards me when you know that in life, I've had your back so fucking hardcore. And if you're going to come on television and now let a producer say, oh, is Laurel doing this to you? And then you're going to say, oh, Laurel's like doing whatever. And when I'm not, and you're not going to have a conversation with me about it, that's going to piss me off. And so I was like, goodbye. But it wasn't an alliance. It was a true friendship. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, but it was like a complicated one at the same time, because did I ever want to be her friend? Fuck no. Like in the same way that Michelle irritates me, Kara irritated me from the get go. And like, that's why I'm like this with Michelle, because like, I've done that. I went down that road. Like, it's too much for me. I don't need that complication in my life.
Yeah.
I have best friends that I've known since I was 5 years old, and they have my back. I met Jack on X on the Peak. I've never met anybody more loyal than Jack. Like, I don't need a new fucking friend that's going to cause me problems. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like,
wait, so if you and Jack weren't on the same team, would you guys be on an alliance?
It's not like an alliance, Devin. It's an understanding. Tight ass friend.
Yeah, it's an understanding.
I would never do anything to him. Like, it's just, that's not what I call an alliance. Fucking alliance. That's my friend.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically for your friends, you wouldn't vote them in or off, like your close friends, regard, like if there was five of them on a show.
Jesus Christ.
You know I'm going to keep pushing on this, Laurel.
You can push it.
But like the same way Melissa and Big T were essentially, they were like the double mint twins, but they also clearly had each other's back and were never going to fight. Like, people knew that they came as a pack. One was never going to vote against the other, right? They were always covering each other.
I love that.
So like, which in a game setting is essentially an alliance. Call it what you want to call it. It means, hey, I've got your back. You've got my back. That's what it means in a loyal way for those who don't hold on to their alliances, then it doesn't. But you're saying, so Jax is one person that you wouldn't. Okay, good. Glad we got that. We got that covered.
I just don't see it that way. And I will refuse to be in, like, we're going to go toe to toe here, because I just don't do the alliance things, because there's so many fake alliances.
Yes.
And that's what we saw revealed.
Yeah.
That's what we saw revealed.
We just saw
that
this season. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we see it every season, right? Well, there's always somebody who's like backstabbing or doing something else around.
I think what I can, there's just an understanding. There's just an understanding. We don't have to have a conversation. When we come into this house, we already know what it is. Don't, like, do your thing. I'm going to do my thing. But we understand where we stand. And so I don't think we have to put a name on it. It's just an understanding.
No, definitely not. So it's there's another layer to it. So it's more like what you and I established, Devin. You came to me, you talked to me, and I can promise you that I'm going to be honest with you. I also can't predict what this game is going to bring to us.
Yep.
I'm not all knowing, do you know? I'm surviving just like you are.
Yeah.
But what I can promise you is if I fucking love you, I'm going to tell you the truth. And we're going to work it out between you and me. And that's all I can promise. That's all I can promise. Yeah. Because I can't save you necessarily. Like, there's certain situations where you can't do anything, right?
And I think that mindset is exactly what gets people in trouble. Like, I think you're exactly right, Laurel, in that, like, where people get in trouble is, one, they have so many friends they're protecting, like Michelle in this instance. Michelle. But then also, you can't predict the future. So you can't promise that you're going to take X, Y, and Z step every single time, because you don't know what TJ is going to throw at you tomorrow or what the next step is going to be. So you just can't promise that, no matter how much you care about somebody.
Yeah, I will say this, I'm extremely thankful for some of the relationships that have developed from these shows, but it's just, the game is just a complicated monster.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And a monster that you're still a part of, because we got a little tease that All Stars 4 is coming up finally. Is there anything you can hint? Anything we should just be keeping an eye out for? Like, I see the big smile on your face. We're excited to see you back. So yeah, what should we keep an eye out for the infamous All-Stars 4?
We got some massive heavy hitters returning on All-Stars 4. Like, not just like one, not just like two, not even three. We got like massive faces coming back. Like, and not just in the newer realm, like we've got Keefla, which was he was on the very first Real World War Rules challenge. And I believe he's won one time. He was an amazing man. Like, we've got people from like back in the day, Adam Larson, and then we've got some new romances that brew and stir. We have me being a classic mess and making some serious bad decisions. And then, I mean, the biggest thing is like Cara Maria Sorbello is returning.
Yeah. People have been waiting. Yeah. The people have been waiting.
It's gonna be good. Rachel, Veronica, Tina, like it's just like everywhere you turn, it's like it's just icon, wild. Icon, yeah. Icon is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's what people have been talking about it so much. Like, so many, it is, I cannot wait. And big personalities, too, which is also the part that's going to not only heavy hitters when it comes to competition, but some big personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's honestly so exciting. It was so fun to film. And you know when it's fun to film, that it's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's really, really awesome.
I like that.
In the meantime, we're going to have you back when All-Stars 4 is in full swing, or they'll have to have you back when All-Stars 4 is in full swing. But in the meantime, for people who want to keep up with you now, see what you're up to, say hi, where can they find you on social?
I just have an Instagram and a Twitter, at Laurel Stuckey, LaurelStucky. I'm trying to think. It's really all I do. But you're laughing at me, Davon. I do tweet here and there. I've been tweeting more recently because I actually don't have Twitter on my phone, but I have it on my computer. So when I sign into my computer, I can like go into Twitter and see what people are saying. So I tweet on occasion. But that's pretty much it. Like, you know, just like anybody else, Instagram, Twitter, and that's it.
Love it. Awesome.
I'm so glad you
Thank
came to hang out
so
with
much,
us.
Thank you so much, Laurel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being here. It's always great seeing you and seeing you thrive. And it's going to be so fun to watch you in All Stars 4.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, girls. Yeah, such a great time. Thank you so much.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers, she wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh my goodness, such a great interview with Laurel. I'm so glad she came to hang out with us.
Yes.
That's my girl. That's your girl. Like, I'm so glad that she decided to come and hang out with us this season as a whole, Devin. Like, this has been an amazing, amazing season. I know a lot of people had doubts because no vets.
It started slow. It was a little it was a little slow. But I saw some somewhere online where someone said the last few episodes of Challenge 39 have been arguably some of the best episodes of the challenge ever. And I kind of agree. Like, that whole Nerys, Horacio, the slow-mo walking, the eliminations, the betrayal, the real feelings, like, it was the shock purges. Yeah. Like, all of it was, you know, chef's kiss, and really good to see. And Emmanuel came out of nowhere, but like, he even proved in this reunion, Emmanuel is no joke. Like, he just isn't. He is no joke. And I think we're going to see a lot more of that coming out. What do you think, Jay?
I definitely believe so. And, you know, going into future challenges, friend needs to know there's a target on your back, sir. Being the new champ is not just glitz and glam. It is you going into elimination a couple of times. So you won't be able to hide behind people anymore. I do believe that this has been an amazing season. Shout out to Jay and Michelle, because as much flack as we give them, had they not been there, a lot of these betrayals would not have happened.
I agree. They gave us some great cinema. I will give them their props on that.
Yes. So as we come to an end and we wrap this season up, where can the people that want to keep up with you beyond this find you on the socials of the medias?
Well, my address is... No, I'm kidding. No, ma'am. You can go to my website, devinsimone.com. That's Devin with a Y, Simone with an I.com. Scroll down to the bottom. You'll see my socials. I'm most active on Instagram. I'm trying to be better. The same way I give smack to Davon about her YouTube. Really, I deserve that smack about my Instagram. So I'm trying to be better and posting more. I post a lot in my stories, like behind the scenes stuff, if you ever want to see what I'm up to. So that's Devin Simone, Devin with a Y, Simone with an I. TikTok as well, Devin Simone. And the Twitter, I usually heart and just retweet stuff, but I'm not as active on there. And what about Amazon? I do fun stuff with like Natalie Negrotti sometimes. A lot of challengers come there and we shout them out in the chat because it's live. So if you just Google Amazon and Devin, like Amazon.com, you'll see my channel. It's called Devin Simone's Gift Closet. Click follow there so you can be notified the next time we go live. Davon, where can the people find you?
You can find me on the Instagrams and the Twitter streets, and on YouTube, TikTok,
Snapchat. She is on YouTube.
Amen, because the people have been waiting for you to confirm.
She is on YouTube. She's in action. She is there. I'm proud of her. She is there.
Amen. You can find me on all of the social medias at DavonDiane_. Yes.
And thank you guys so much. We love and adore you. We can't ever respond to all the messages, but please know that we see you, we hear you, and we appreciate you. And so thank you for joining us for another episode of MTV's official challenge podcast. Remember, if you liked this episode, rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and tell a friend to tell a friend to then tell their other friend too.
Oh, I don't want this to feel like a goodbye.
It's over.
It's not a goodbye. I won't take it, okay? Matter of fact, we will see you next time on MTV's official challenge podcast.
Laurel and I are going to be in an alliance. She just doesn't know it yet. Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.